Los Angeles, AP. A growing force of firefighters moved into the Los Angeles area Monday as more powerful winds were expected to trigger new wildfires that could set back the recent progress made in containing blazes that have destroyed thousands of homes and killed at least 24 people. Crews and equipment arrived from across the U.S., and from Canada and Mexico, including water trucks and planes that drop firefighting chemicals, as the National Weather Service warned that the coming days could become particularly dangerous. It predicted severe fire conditions will last through Wednesday, with wind gusts in the mountains reaching 65 miles per hour, 105 kilometers per hour. The most dangerous day will be Tuesday, warned fire behavior analyst Dennis Burns at a community meeting Sunday night. The relative calm Sunday allowed some people to return to previously evacuated areas. But even as containment increased in the worst of the fires, more bad news emerged from the ashes. The death toll surged late Sunday with an update from the Los Angeles County Medical Examiner. At least 16 people were missing, a number authorities said was also likely to rise. Fierce Santa Ana winds have been largely blamed for turning the wildfires sparked last week into infernos that leveled entire neighborhoods around the nation's second-largest city, where there has been no significant rainfall in more than 8 months. In less than a week, four fires around the nation's second-biggest city have ignited more than 62 square miles, 160 square kilometers, roughly three times the size of Manhattan. Most of that destruction has been from the Eaton Fire near Pasadena and the Palisades Fire, in a wealthy enclave along the Pacific coast. Firefighters have made progress on both fronts in recent days, with the Eaton Fire roughly one-third contained. The returning high winds could trigger explosive growth of the existing fires and new outbreaks in areas untouched so far, creating new challenges for firefighting crews already stretched thin. Los Angeles County Fire Chief Anthony C. Maroney said 70 additional water trucks arrived to help firefighters fend off flames spread by renewed gusts. "We are prepared for the upcoming wind event," Maroney said. Fire retardant dropped by aircraft will act as a barrier along hillsides, officials said. A group of artists, musicians, and friends in Topanga Canyon banded together to stop fires breaking out in new areas by turning off gas lines and propane tanks. "We helped hopefully save a couple houses and we put out a couple spot fires," Derek Mabra said as he drove along the coast looking at the destruction. "It's complete and total devastation. Residents check on their homes. Some residents have been able to return to their homes to survey the damage." Jim Morlandini, who lost his hardware store in Altadena, a hard-hit neighborhood next to Pasadena, said his home of 40 years survived. "Tuesday night we didn't sleep at all because we figured the house was gone," he said Sunday as he recalled the moment the fires spread to his neighborhood. "The whole time I was thinking, I don't know what I'm going to find when I get back here, and after 40 years, you know, you got a lot of stuff you forget about that would disappear if the house burned down. So we're thankful that it didn't." 16 of the 24 deaths were attributed to the Eaton Fire and 8 to the Palisades Fire, according to the Los Angeles County Coroner's Office. 12 people were listed as missing within the Eaton Fire Zone and 4 were missing from the Palisades Fire, Los Angeles County Sheriff Robert Luna said. In the meantime, LA City Fire Chief Kristen Crowley urged people to stay away from scorched neighborhoods. "There are still active fires that are burning within the Palisades area, making it extremely dangerous for the public," Crowley said Sunday. "There's no power, there's no water, there's broken gas lines, and we have unstable structures." Officials warned the ash can contain lead, arsenic, asbestos, and other harmful materials. About 50,000 people in Los Angeles County remained under evacuation orders, with more than 700 residents taking refuge in 9 shelters, Luna said. Officials said most of the orders in the Palisades area were unlikely to be lifted before the red flag warnings expire Wednesday evening. "Please rest assured that first thing Thursday we will begin talking about repopulation," Maroney said. Firefighters continue to battle flames. Crews from California and 9 other states are part of the ongoing response that includes nearly 1,400 fire engines, 84 aircraft, and more than 14,000 personnel, including newly arrived firefighters from Mexico. Firefighters over the weekend managed to fight back flames in Mandeville Canyon, home to Arnold Schwarzenegger and other celebrities near Pacific Palisades not far from the coast, where swooping helicopters dump water as the blaze charged downhill. Arrests for looting continued to be a concern, with authorities reporting more arrests as the devastation grew. Those arrested included two people who posed as firefighters going into houses, Los Angeles Police Department Captain Michael Lorenz said. With California National Guard troops on hand to guard properties, Governor Gavin Newsom posted on X. California will not allow for looting. Historic cost the fires that began Tuesday just north of downtown LA had burned more than 12,000 structures. No cause for the largest fires was determined. AccuWeather's early estimates suggest the fires could be the nation's costliest ever, topping $250 billion, including what's to come in the next days. Rebuilding will be a challenge. Newsom issued an executive order Sunday aimed at fast-tracking rebuilding by suspending some environmental regulations and ensuring that property tax assessments were not increased. "We've got to let people know that we have their back," he said. "We want you to come back, rebuild, and rebuild with higher quality building standards, more modern standards." Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass said Sunday that she had spoken with President-elect Donald Trump's incoming administration and expected that he would visit the city. _Raymer reported from Concord, New Hampshire. Associated Press journalists Julie Walker in New York, Sophia Tureen in Chicago, Ben Finley in Norfolk, Virginia, and Mead Groover in Cheyenne, Wyoming, contributed. Christopher Weber and Holly Raymer, The Associated Press. JPG, caption. Pasadena Park Healthcare and Wellness Center COO Amy Johnson, left, hugs Rhea Bartolome, Vice President of Operations, outside their center after the Eden fire, Sunday, January 12, 2025, in Pasadena, Calif. They returned to check on the facility after evacuating senior care residents from the fire. AP photo, Ethan Swope, 2/12/2025. AP photo, Mark J. Terrell, 2.